Hello, y'all.
I almost want to call you the audience, but yeah, pretty much. We're back with another Parenting Boulevard, Life Boulevard. You know, for now, we'll keep the Parenting Boulevard going. I am Senna Kapumor, with here with my co-host, Jason Kapumor. Also, I call him husband, but I'm the only one who can do that. Anyways, we are here with another episode. Today is our daughter's 2 month birthday. She turned 2 months today. When you listen to it, she may even be 3 months by then, but today she's three. Today she's 2 months, and you know, of course, you know, we did the whole picture day and everything, and it got us thinking, it's only been 2 months, but we've seen so much growth in her, and so much has changed. Like, sometimes I find myself looking back at pictures already, it's only been 2 months. Like, you know, the first day she was born, the second day, like the day we took her home, and all those things. And it's already so much difference in how she's doing, how, you know, how big she is, some of like the facial expressions that she's doing, and we've come to love and enjoy the little sounds she makes. And it's just got us looking back a little bit at, okay, what are some of the big changes that we've seen? For me, especially as the breastfeeding mom in this couple.
Clearly. I don't have breast guys.
No, last time that we checked. Yeah, so for me, it's been, I've noticed that I'm less tired. Of course, I think I'll ever go back to being as rested as I was before she came. That's just not
until she's grown
and I'm like, okay, you know, she got her own down pack. But it's just, I'm, as I keep telling anybody who, you know, texts me and check on us and things like that, is I feel less of a zombie in the daytime. The first month or so, even month and a half, was I really was a zombie in the daytime, because she would wake up like maybe every hour or so, and it's like it was more of a struggle. Because, and I don't know who's listening and how you feel about different things, but we are co-sleeping, and I don't know if we mentioned that before. Co-sleeping is something that I've noticed a lot more people do than is talked about. It's another one of those things. We've talked to people with you know, from all walks of life who are co-sleeping, experienced parents who co-sleep with all their four children, new parents who, like ourselves, had all the cribs and mini crib all set up and ended up co-sleeping because their child just won't sleep in the designated sleep area that they so kindly decorated and did all the stuff to. So we're co-sleeping, and I've noticed, of course, that means when she's up, I mean, either way, when she's up, I'm up, but like, she's right there under my arm. So any little sound, any little sound she makes, I can, you know, gets me up and things like that. And that's, you know, for a good thing, because if she needs me, I'm right there. But I'm noticing that right now I can get a good 2 hours in, sometimes 3 hours. without, I know.
Get a 3 hour night, boy. You golden. That's all I'm saying.
I know. Those are like, so like, you know, a solid 2 hours. Anytime she's in sleep and she's fed and she's out with her, cause like, you know, she's literally, her mouth is by my breast while I'm sleeping. So we get a good 2, sometimes 3 hours in, and we get like maybe 2 or 3 of those a night in. So by the time I've decided to get up and, you know, tackle the day, so to speak, I'm pretty rested. And also, I've thrown away any concept of waking up at a certain time. I don't even know when I was doing that, because I'm in maternity leave and I still have a couple months. So I'm like, I don't even know why I was doing that. I was trying to do this and do that and get, you know, keep the house together and do all this.
You don't know why you were doing that?
I don't know. You know what?
I know why. But keep going,
why?
Please.
Why do you think?
Mm-hmm. This is your segment.
But I've given up on notion of being rigid. And if you know me, if you knew me or know me, you know I can be a bit of a let's see. I don't like the term control freak. I don't like it. I don't like it. But if one were to use it to describe me in the past, they wouldn't have been 100% wrong.
Oh my, as only a type A, a reforming type A can say, but Jesus.
They wouldn't have been 100% wrong. Maybe like 90% wrong, but not 100%.
You mean
So,
90% right and
no,
10%
90%
wrong.
wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
Get the
keep that.
math right.
D'accord. D'accord.
But it's so you know that played into why I spent the first few weeks just still trying to be oh great Senna, oh great do everything keep it all together Senna, and then I was just like, I was just like, bro, why am I doing this? Like, ain't nobody coming here, and even if they all come here, people have come here and visited us. They know, don't let nobody come here. Like, oh boy, she has one plate in her sink, like dishes are not like squeaky clean every second, a second is used on whatever. So it's like I just gave up on all that notion, and I wake up mostly like at 10, 11 nowadays, you know, and go to sleep whenever the sleep falls in, and just be that dance on my own. What is it?
You dance to the beat of your own drum. You know what you're doing?
Yes.
You're out here living this dorm room life that you never got to live. Just now you got a baby.
I know that's a different type
That's
of
a
dorm
different
room.
type of dorm room
You
life,
ain't
but
got a
you're doing
roommate
it.
with that dorm. Yeah, I'm dancing at the rhythm of my own beat because again, like I'm not going to work. I am still in school, but like that's you know, I can work on that anytime. And so
And all your professors are
yeah.
agreeable.
And it means that I don't get any special treatment because I don't ask for any special treatment. But
As any type A would.
but you know, when I'm throughout the day as I'm feeding her, doing things, and I'm able to do a lot more now than I was. And part of that is because again, she's more I've come to learn, I've got to know her more and know her rhythm a little better. And also I can now hold her in the baby carrier, right?
She got big enough.
Yeah, so our baby was born at 5 pounds, so 5 pound five
5 ounces.
ounces.
Give her ounces.
Yes, I'm giving her everything. So she was too small for any type of baby carrier. As of the
Except the
last,
traditional.
yeah, except for wrapping. Even that, she couldn't. I couldn't wrap her the way we would normally wrap, so it was different. So I couldn't. When I was breastfeeding her and doing all of that, I had to stay still. Now I've found over the last what 3 weeks, 3, 4 weeks or so, I've found a way to I can feed her in a baby carrier. And so she's eating and I'm walking around making my own food with two hands, not one hand. You know, she's eating and I'm sitting down using the computer with both hands, you know, so I'm able to do a lot more, which makes everything much smoother. And I don't have to feel like I can only do things when she's sleeping, right? I can do things when she's eating, when she's sleeping, when she's awake and just chilling because I'm holding her. As long as I'm holding her, she's Gucci. And sometimes while awake, she even stayed down for a little bit, like just chill by herself for a little bit, like no more than 15 minutes right now. But that's still a whole lot of a change compared to what we saw up until recently. So those are some of the big changes we've noticed. It's just it's a little easier to take care of her and not feel like I can do anything else, even you know, make myself food. So that's been a change. But what have you noticed?
So, first and foremost, shouts out to all our handy capable friends who may be impaired with just one arm. We love y'all. To all the parents out there, we know y'all out here doing it like,
That's fact. That's
yeah,
fact.
you two handies think
That's
y'all
fact.
got it.
That's
Whatever.
fact.
But no, seriously, I mean, we'll stick with co-sleeping because so many things have changed. But I think for me, when we first started co-sleeping as, you know, just a dad, I mean, I knew I couldn't. Obviously, I don't have milk, as we told you guys. And she just, you know, as most babies do, you know, they want to find their comfort source, and their comfort source is, you know, mom and whoever has the milk. So it was interesting because, you know, me and my wife, you know, we used to cuddle and all that stuff or whatever. Back before, you know, she got here. They're not over. It's just they've changed because, like, we tried it maybe the first couple of weeks or whatever. But they would take the cover, obviously, because I'm one up with against the army of two that sleep and just like, yeah, we don't care about you.
Yeah,
so you got to fend for yourself. But it's been all right. And I would say to the dads, you know, who may be on the fence or, you know, may feel some type of way or whatever, just try it out, bro. Because I think, you know, even though you don't know what time you'll get up, what time you'll go to sleep, per se, it's nice, like when mom's done feeding or whatever, to just have the baby, hold the baby. Sometimes, like I know, Nasiah, she's very active, you know, mm-hmm. early mornings, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So we talking like 3, mm-hmm. Sometimes 12, you know, yeah. 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Like she's just up. And so naturally,
yeah, she gets at least one bout where she's fed, she's changed, but she's not sleepy. So she wants to hang out for about 30 minutes in the middle of the night or early morning.
Right. So I'm that person and it's fine because, as we said before, with me being in real estate, commercial real estate, to be more specific, I have the ability to adjust my schedule to where it's like, okay, well, if I got to take the night shift, whatever that is, I'll take it, you know, and just give mom a break. You know, I think that's the big thing about, you know, co-sleeping together, guys. Like sometimes like, we'll get up and we'll just have a dance party. Like that's what we call it. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll just play music or I'll play some type of relaxing something or whatever. Or I know one night we started learning about electricity, mm-hmm. Because, you know, Nasiah, she loves looking at the lamp. So I'm like, you must like electricity. I don't know. I haven't done the research. If that's just a natural baby thing, it probably is, but I'm going to say she wants to go into engineering for electricity.
It's funny all the different careers that her dad had come up with that he's so sure she'll go into based on her 2 month.
And y'all wait and see if I'm right. Go ahead, tell him. Tell them all of them. Tell them all of them. Go ahead,
he's
tell
like, them. Oh, yeah, she's going to be a musician because she loves music.
Boom. That's one. Next.
She's going to be an engineer because she loves light. Two. And she's going to discover, bring us the next something about teleporting.
Three.
Next. She's going to go into a gymnasium because she has like strong legs, which
Four.
She does. Like
gymnastics.
Our baby
Thank
came
you.
Out with like very, very well defined muscles all around. Like her leg muscles are on point, her biceps and triceps are on point. And I'm like, how you come out of the womb like you've been bodybuilding for 9 months? I don't get it.
I know why. Because we don't skip leg day.
We do not.
Or cardio day, baby. Not in this family.
I was on my Pilates mat like all day, consistently. But I don't think that played a role. But hey, if it did.
Hey, that and DNA. Stop doubting your role.
Listen, I'll take it.
Get your flowers where you can get them. People need this. They need to know your baby can come out ready to knock if you buck, okay?
Baby, come out like, come on, The Rock, I got you.
Exactly. Like, I'm ready for my photo shoot.
For real. Okay. But all these things, she's like, oh, yeah, maybe she's going to play soccer.
Six. Or is that number five? I don't know. Whichever one.
You know, like, maybe she's going to dancing. Because that's
go
like
seven.
Her dance parties with dad. And her mama loves dancing. So mm-hmm. if she goes into dancing, mm-hmm. you know, I won't be mad about it.
She
I mean,
already talking, so maybe she'll be
mad about anything she does.
A speaker.
Yeah.
Number eight.
Yeah, because she likes making her little sounds and loves when we talk. So, mm-hmm. yeah, all these lists of things that her dad believes.
And y'all just
become,
wait, and we'll see which ones come true.
Of her 2-month-old reactions, which is probably what every baby does. We are well aware of that. But to us, it's very unique to her. So let us have it. but yeah, I mean, it's been more fun the last month. Less stressful, let's put it this way. Less stressful, taking care of her and being her parents than the first month. Because the first month was, I mean, it wasn't that, you know, we didn't enjoy it, but it was way more stressful. way more like, wait, are we doing this right? Like, you know, is there something she's needing that we're not giving? Like it was like the crash course of parenting, essentially.
Especially since we don't have any family out here on a consistent basis.
Right.
Family or friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was really a crash course. The first month was a crash course. So you're gonna figure it out, you know.
And I think even more so with me realizing that, again, as I told my wife, and sometimes you might have to do this, fellas, especially if you are a 1099, you know, I told her, you know, I really don't enjoy going to the office. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoy certain people in the office, of mm-hmm. course, but I don't enjoy it. I've set up my office and I've set up my space to have a system of creativity and flow that I can do the same thing here that I could do there. Mm-hmm. And even more so, I could do it better because I'm not distracted by somebody saying this, office shenanigans, things like that. You know what I mean? Just whatever. And just
sometimes we go and give him mommy and baby breaks.
I mean, but those things, they truly do warm my heart because it's like I can see. Oh, there she goes.
I'm gonna let you wrap up.
So I can see the the relaxation on Senna's face, because I'm here, and just that understanding of, okay, we can establish a routine because when I need a break, I can just be here. Mm-hmm. Here come little Saya.
Hi, Lady Saya.
Lady Saya. Hello, how are you? Would you like to say something to the people? Why, you got your face out here. Hi, pretty, pretty. Hi, pretty, pretty.
Say, my tumor picture is going to be there. Oh, okay.
That's what she said.
No deal.
So, guys, this has just been a short little episode about co-sleeping. And we'd love to know what you guys think about it. You know, have you done it? Did you do it with some of your kids, all your kids? Are you planning on doing it if you don't have kids? Let's rap. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, with that.
And maybe you've heard of it, but have no idea like what it is. I know for me, I was scared because I was like, wait, hold
she's
on.
Like, are we going to roll over on the baby?
Like, she's so tiny. Like, that don't make no sense. Like, you know, decently a regular sized person, I guess. Maybe small before her, but regular size now, maybe. But the point is, like, one arm from me or her dad, or one foot from me or her dad in her face could be detrimental to her, you know. But I was worried, despite all the things that I read about it and everything, and I was making the excuses, oh, our bed is not firm enough, and all these other things.
She don't care.
But when it comes down to it, and we were sleep deprived to the level of, like, detriment, and co-sleeping was the answer, we tried that thing. And
shout out to our homegirl, Christina, whenever she hears this. Because
our doula,
big sister, I mean, everything.
Friends, she's everything.
Like, she really did come through in the clutch because she just saw it on her face. And she's like, I know exactly what y'all need to do.
She put us to sleep. She did. Like a mama.
She tucked us in. She is a mama, but she's just like, all right.
She put us to sleep.
Y'all go to sleep.
Helped us clean our home with our whole family just bounce. I was just like, you're an angel.
That's more than a friend. You know what I'm saying? That's straight family. like we said, bro, co-sleeping is the way to go. You don't have to be worried, especially dads. You know, I know sometimes we're worried about our strength and stuff like that with babies. If y'all do the two cover thing, a lot of times, you know, you're not even gonna feel the baby. But I will say this for dads and moms, you have that perception even when you're asleep. Because like Senna said, you're only sleeping for 2 or 3 hours. It's not like before the baby or when the baby is grown, or now you can sleep 6-8 hours again and not have to worry. Like, you're just not that sleep. And especially if one of y'all, like, if y'all taking shifts, like, we never decided, oh, you know, Jay, you'll take the 12 to, you know, 4 a.m. shift, for example. It just happens. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I still get my sleep. You know, like, I'm not deprived or anything. Like, I literally have a great schedule. But, shouts out to me.
Shouts out to me. Wow. Wow. You need Kendrick to remind you to be humble.
I am humble, but sometimes you need Kendrick to remind you, you know, you got to brag a little bit about yourself.
Kendrick is like, can you let me out of it?
I mean, but again, as J. Cole said, I'm not for the one for the bragging and boasting.
Oh, you're no, not? Oh,
not okay. at all.
Shout out to you, though, right?
Shout out to us. See? Oh. There you go. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, trying to clean up.
Look at that. Y'all clean up well.
I'm done with you.
All right, y'all. We are going to end this episode of Parent Boulevard. It is so much fun talking about this with y'all, obviously.
Oh, I'm going to give you a visualization. It's currently raining as hell in Cali.
Oh, yeah.
Where we are, at least.
And I love it.
So we'll talk a little bit in the next episode about some of the non-baby related fun stuff we had this week. But yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, now you want me to say peace? Yeah. Goodbye. Bonjour. Au revoir. All the other stuff. All right.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista. Hasta luego. If y'all could see this, we could sign you, see you later, but clearly yes, you can't see it.
We are learning sign language as well.
Because... That's one of the next videos right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. We out of here like a box of chicken wings at Popeyes. Peace.
Oh, wow.